Soon Juming.
Mr. Speaker, sir, feasibility studies for the Seletar line are still ongoing, including on land use, engineering feasibility, and environmental impact. We will provide further details when ready.
Mr. Ng.
Mr. Speaker, I've been rolling this PQ over since Monday because transport connectivity is important. And I've heard from Minister Xiao that connecting to the Cross Island Line is a possibility. But currently, it is still very congested. And honestly, connectivity in Jalan Kayu, Fernvale can be improved. So two quick SQs. I understand the complexities, but can we have a more definitive timeline? After all, it's been 6 years since the studies have begun. And the second PQ, in the meantime, would MOT be putting in better bus connectivity? Well, I understand it is not the most efficient, but this would be needed for the long interim. Thank you.
SMS soon.
I thank the member for his supplementary questions, and I'm very well aware that he has wrote over this question several times. I know he's very, very concerned for his Jalan Kayu residents and also to residents in the northeast area. I will first say that rail projects, as we all know, they are major public investments and they do require careful consideration of a variety of factors. This include current and future land use needs, and that is why we also need to look at engineering feasibility and also potential environment impacts. We have to work with the relevant planning agencies to assess the demand and the implementation timeline of the project so as to be able to support existing and future developments along the corridor, as well as sourcing for suitable sites for a train depot, which are large facilities. This is followed by detailed engineering studies to ascertain the engineering feasibility and the appropriate corridor and station locations to maximise the catchment while trying to minimise inconveniences and disruptions as much as possible during the construction phase. So we are already doing this as quickly as we can, but at the same time, making sure that no stones are left unturned. We are working in close consultation with other land use agencies such as URA, HDB and JTC. On the member's second question with regards to concerns that residents currently have with regards to transport accessibility, we have shared earlier in the House that when the Cross Island Line Phase 1 and Punggol Extension opened in the early 2030s, residents in the north and northeast will have more options for travelling to many locations. While the works for the Cross Island Line are happening, in the meantime, we are looking to implement other measures to increase public transport capacity in the northeast region. So the member has talked about buses, and indeed, since the launch of the Bus Connectivity Enhancement Program, LTA has introduced 5 new peak hour bus services as alternative options to the NEL and has also enhanced the 5 existing peak hour bus services. In addition, the LTA has enhanced the Travel Smart Journeys program earlier this year to encourage commuters in the northeast to shift their commutes to off-peak periods or to remote their journeys to eligible express bus services. Lastly, I would also like to mention that we will continue to make enhancements to the bus services under the program, which I've shared, the Bus Connectivity Enhancements Programs. This includes introducing more peak hour express bus services as alternative options for residents to complement busier MRT lines like the Northeast Line. And we will be sharing more details as we are progressively identifying and introducing these enhancements. Thank you.
Ms. Andrelo.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have filed a PQ on the Seletar line for a subsequent sitting, so I'll just ask my SQ today. I understand that feasibility studies are still ongoing. The original indicative timeline that was initially announced for the Seletar line was sometime in the 2040s. Given that the Northeast line overcrowding issues are quite bad already today, And I understand the Cross Island Line is upcoming, but the proposed routing for the Seletar Line is likely to be more of a direct parallel and provide more direct loading relief for the North East Line. So given that, will the Ministry consider accelerating the timeline of the Seletar Line's development? Thank you.
SMS soon.
I thank the member for his question. As I've shared, the feasibility studies are ongoing, and where the studies confirm that the line is feasible, we expect to complete the line in phases from the 2040s. Thank you.